never lack the conqueror's song in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Our Father and our God, you are a blessed God, and we have come to bless your name. Father, in the name that's above every other name, open our hearts this morning to hear from you, so that unbelief in our hearts will be bidded farewell. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your word come with power this morning. Let your word come with anointing. Let your greatness be felt among your people. Father, let there be deliverance. Let there be holiness. Father, let there be power in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, as I speak with your authority. I will not speak concerning myself. I will speak to glorify your name. And every heart that hears your word, Father, they will be touched by it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those who will want to give their life to you by this ministration. Lord Almighty, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, in traditional Christian calendar, today is Pentecost Sunday. The day is marked as the day that the Holy Ghost came heavily upon the disciples. And the whole heart was shaken. And they were accused of turning the world upside down. Praise the Lord. It is the day of power. That power of the Holy Ghost will not depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. I was trying during the week to put something together as to what I'm going to be preaching on. But the power of God, as I keep on praying, took me to an email sent to us by our daddy in the Lord, chairman of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, North America. And it's titled, Fullness of Time, Recovery and Restoration. I pray during this time, you will not only recover, God will restore everything that you have lost in the mighty name of Jesus. The disciples, as they gathered in that upper room, praying, and they were in fear of the Jews after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many of them were confused. They don't even know what is going on. But they have seen Christ physically. He has appeared to them several times. He has told them to gather in that upper room and obey that instruction. Yet, they fear the Jews. Suddenly, power came upon them, and everything changed hands. Power will come upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that you have lost, you will recover in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be abundant restoration in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our daddy Gio sent this message to us so that we can read via email. But I told myself, after reading it, I said, many people do not have access to this email, particularly some of us in House of Glory. And so based on that, I'm going to be using it to check, to speak to our people this morning. And the title is 12 Items for Your Daily Checklist, so that the power of God can remain with you. Our daddy, Dr. James Fadell, brought out 12 things you must check. And number one said, you must be born again. Said this is the first component, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You must be born again. For you to be able to recover and to get everything restored back to you, at the end of this COVID-19, you must what? Be born again. So this is the first component of recovering and possessing your possession. It is not negotiable. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, everything has become what? Has become new. So also in 2 Peter, if you check 2 Peter 1:10-11, only those who endure and stay true to the faith in Jesus will be welcomed in heaven. Amen? Only those who endure. So you endure this spirit, this period, you will be welcomed into your heaven here on earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't say, I want to do it the way the world does it. No. Okay, some people are now going looting. Okay, I have to follow them. If you look at what is happening in this country in recent times, we are battling with COVID-19. We are battling with the crisis of confidence in our political leadership. And the common man on the street seems to have lost that confidence. That is why he went on protesting. But the Bible says if you are born again, you will not only get your recovery, you will also be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. So that was the number one point that our daddy spoke about. Number two, he said, never speak or think negatively about yourself again. Never. Don't look at yourself and think you are a failure. Don't look at yourself and think you can never make it. It is not godly. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he thinks. So he is. Praise the Lord. So please, never in your life speak things in a negative way. Even if there is negativity surrounding you, see positive inside of it, and it shall be well with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And you are able, you will recover, and everything shall be restored back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. So number one, you must be born again. Number two, never speak or think negatively about yourself. Number three, he said you must have a divine encounter. He said if you study the Bible very well, every man or woman that God used to make impact had divine encounters. If you look at the life of Jacob, look at the life of Isaac, Isaiah, Job, even look at the life of Moses, they all have divine encounters. So this is your month to start having divine encounters in the mighty name of Jesus. God will appear unto you. You will notice it. You will see him. You will act according to what he directs you to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So number four, let that flesh in you die. I'm reading this thing for the benefit of those who have no access to this email because it blessed me when I got this message. Let that flesh in you do what? Die. Your flesh is your enemy. Trading insult for insult is because your flesh is still alive and active. There's a story of a pianist that performed and wooed the crowd. Yet, he looked dejected. He looked rejected. Eventually, when he was asked why, he looked up at the gallery and said, "My eyes are on my coach." If he is not pleased, it means I have not followed his instruction. You must perform only to the audience of one. And that audience of one is who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So let that flesh die. Jesus Christ was very emphatic about this. He said, if anybody slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left. If anybody forces you to go on a mile, go two. If anybody says, I want your shirt, don't only give him his shirt, your shirt, give him your blazer as well. That is flesh dying. May we have that grace to kill that flesh forever in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. For restoration, number five now, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me in both Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world. It is important to learn to pray in the Holy Ghost for a minimum of 1 hour a day, no matter how busy your schedule is. Brethren, for you to have your restoration, to have your recovery and be restored, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost that convicts you immediately you sin. Immediately you commit a sin. Look, you might not commit a sin that you have planned, because certain sins you plan it. But it is very easy for us as children of God to fall into sin once a while. Sin of anger. Your child might have done something that you don't expect, and then you see yourself in an angry mood. The Bible says it's a sin. But the Holy Spirit will convict you. You will see it immediately that, look, or maybe foul language, which is very common. With those of us from that Ondo, Ekiti, Ijesha axis of Nigeria, you know what I'm talking about. Even so many African Americans that I have met, you know, it's curses all the time. They can't say that word without saying that letter F. You know? Even after you have become born again. But the Holy Spirit will convict you immediately. You will know. But if you are not full of the Holy Spirit, you are deceiving yourself. You won't know. So we said, number one, you must be born again. Number two, never speak or think negatively of yourself again. Number three, you must have a divine encounter. And number four, you must kill the flesh. Then number five, we said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Number six, you must be a prayer addict. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Prayer is standing in his presence like Elijah did. And if you look at James 5:16-17, it is the railroad which God conveys his blessings. It unlocks the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer is the master key. A praying man will stop sinning, and a sinning man will stop praying. Mark 1:35-38. Because the devil does not bow to a prayerless saint, it is on the knees that every spiritual abortion of dreams is resisted. It is there all miscarriage of visions are appropriately dealt with. The man that will find God is the man who is seeking. God is found where he is not sought. God is not found where he is not sought. He reveals himself to the longing soul. So you've got to be a what? A prayer addict. You know, I remember sometimes Gio preached on what do you do? What do I do to prosper? And he gave us about 7 points. And lastly, he said, you must be prayerful. You just have to pray whatever you are dreaming about into existence or out of existence, depending on you. You have an evil dream. I know it's very easy for us. We wake up with passion and then we stop the evil from coming to pass. But when we have something that God has revealed to us, we just sit down. We just think, yeah, you must pray what God has revealed to you. That positive thing, you must pray it into existence. God will make us to become prayer addicts in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Number seven, you must be word saturated. The word of God must live in you. That is why it's important that we memorize all those Bible verses we study in Sunday school, in search the scriptures, on Tuesdays. God warned Joshua in Joshua 1:8. Said, this book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. So what we are saying is that you must read the word, you must hear the word, you must study the word, you must memorize the word, you must meditate on the word daily. If you read Revelation, that chapter that we read, chapter 1, that book that we read as the Bible passage, chapter 1, verse 3, says, blessed are the people who hear, who read, and do the things of this world. You must be word conscious. The word of God must live in you. We must be saturated with his word. Praise the Lord. So far, we have given seven reasons on how you, seven ways by which you can recover. Not only recover, you can also get restored in the mighty name of Jesus. So you must be born again. It's not negotiable. You must never speak or think negatively about yourself. You must have a divine encounter. If you have not had it, ask God to give unto you. Number four, you must mortify your flesh. Number five, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number six, you must be a prayer addict. And number seven, you must be word saturated. Number eight, you must engage in purposeful fasting. Purposeful fasting. Jesus Christ told his disciples in the book of Matthew 17 to 21, I said, this one, cannot go except by what? How be this kind goeth not, but by prayers and fasting. What happened? Jesus Christ was on the Mount Olives, and there was a transfiguration. Matthew 17, verse 21. On that transfiguration, Peter was there, John was there, James was there, three of them. And they saw the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they told, when the transfiguration happened, Moses appeared, Elijah came, and the light shone. And Peter, in his, forceful, talkative manner, was able to react. Jesus, Master, look, let's stay here. We go nowhere anymore. Right now, we can make three beautiful mansions for you. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Why not five? Because they know they will be with Jesus. So they didn't bother. But what was happening down the hill? They were battling with a demon. The remaining nine disciples were battling with a demon they could not cast away. Until Jesus Christ came down and cast it off. And the disciples later came back. Why can't we do it? We were trying to tell the demon to go away. Even in your name, he did not go. Jesus Christ now told them, well, there are certain things you do by prayer, no problem. But at times, some demons are so deadly that you need to add what? Fasting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So fasting is supposed to be part and parcel of the life of a Christian. If you want to get restored and you want to recover all. I pray that you will recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. Number nine, do not compare yourself to anybody. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some of that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. 2 Corinthians 10:12. Stop the comparison game because we are created for a purpose. An assignment. Acts 13:36. You are created for a purpose. Don't compare yourself with anybody. Don't look at your age and say, oh, my age mates are here and they are there. There was a time I was complaining. No doubt about that. I was telling God, why I've not achieved this, why I've not. Then God opened my eyes to some of my mates. In fact, the complaint was about the enlargement of the family. That's how I would put it. Enlargement of the family. I need to be rounding up. That was my complaint. Then God opened my eyes to some of my mates. You are crying about family enlargement. This your friend is older than you. His children are just matriculating. You know how far I have promoted your children? That was when I kept quiet. I said, Father, I need just to be thanking you. So, I want us to go away this morning, with this 8 points that I have given you. Do not compare yourself with anybody. In summary, let me quickly summarize. Number one, I said, you must be born again. Number two, never think or speak negatively about yourself. Number three, you must have a divine encounter. If you have not had anyone, pray for it. Number five, let your flesh die. Mortify that flesh. Kill it. Number five, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Number six, you must be a prayer addict. Number 7, you must be well saturated. And then number 8, you must engage in purposeful fasting. And number 9, never compare yourself with anybody. May the Lord bless his word in the mighty name of Jesus. May he expand his words in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, I just want to bless you this morning. I magnify you because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the great one. You are the Lord. We acknowledge you, O Lord, for your word this morning that you have blessed us with. And we pray that your word will never depart from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Almighty, your word will reform us that we'll be able to recover all and be restored back to our former position in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Daniel recovered all. David recovered all. Father, I pray, after this pandemic, you will grant us the power to pursue in the mighty name of Jesus. You grant us the power to overtake in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive the power to recover all that we have lost in the mighty name of Jesus. When the world says it is finished, we will be saying, God, you have just started with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living.